From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. It's the next to last weekend before the presidential election, and the candidates are out trying to stake their claim on remaining undecided voters. President Bush made several stops today in Florida, still the battleground state that's attracting the most attention from both campaigns. The visit began in Fort Myers, where the president emphasized his position as commander-in-chief. NPR's David Wellna has been with the president today and joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi, Jennifer.
So what was the dominant impression the president sought to convey today?
Well, in a word, strength. But, you know, I should first say that this is a president who's typically dispensed with the frills and flourishes of being top dog, you know, such as having hail to the chief plate every time he shows up someplace. But today he came pretty close to pulling out all the stops when he made a grand entrance in the presidential helicopter. It was a moment that was sort of reminiscent of his landing on the USS Lincoln, but instead of a mission accomplished banner in the background, there was a banner that showed what else, the presidential helicopter against the stars and stripes, as the loudspeakers the whole time were blaring the soundtrack of the Hollywood action movie Top Gun.
Okay, maybe appearing in a campaign commercial coming soon. What about the president's speech? Any message for Floridians?
Well, Mr. Bush made a point of mentioning that he'd visited the area earlier this fall, right after the hurricanes hit, and that he'd promised help from the federal government. He also talked about the reform of Medicare he pushed through Congress last year and said it would help seniors buy prescription drugs. Now, there are a lot of seniors in Florida, and they vote, and the president took pains to assure them that even though he wants to reform Social Security and institute what experts say would be a very costly plan for private retirement savings accounts, that they would not lose any benefits. He said, without mentioning names, that desperate politicians are trying to scare seniors with the prospect of losing those benefits.
In recent weeks, the president has sprinkled his speeches with attacks on Democratic opponent John Kerry. What about today?
Well, in fact, the president devoted about half his speech in Fort Myers to denigrating his opponent, as he refers to Kerry. He said Kerry seemed to have developed what he called election amnesia about the reasons why he voted in the Senate to authorize the use of force in Iraq. And the president also warned that if the U.S. shows uncertainty or weakness, the world would be headed for tragedy, presumably if his opponent got elected.
David, the vote count in Florida kept the last presidential election basically on hold until December. How is that affecting preparations there this year?
Well, there's a lot of uncertainty. The Florida newspapers today are all reporting that 1.5 million more people have registered in the state to vote since the election 4 years ago. That's an increase of 18%, though it's one that doesn't clearly favor either Democrats or Republicans. But there are about 40% more independents now since 2000, which only increases the uncertainty. So teams of lawyers from both parties are standing by.
NPR's David Wellna outside a stadium with the Bush campaign in Florida. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, Jennifer.
John Kerry campaigned today in Colorado before moving on to New Mexico. He spoke about energy and the environment and about standing up to the tactics of the Bush campaign. Colorado has voted Democratic for president just twice in the last half century. But polls there this week show the race to be about as close as it is nationally. NPR's Jeff Brady is traveling with the Kerry campaign and joins us by phone. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
What did Kerry say about his energy plan?
Well, Colorado is the home of the National Renewable Energy Lab, and so he made a special point of talking about one of his campaign pledges that by the year 2020, 20% of the United States electricity would come from renewable energy. That's things like wind and solar, that sort of thing.
Kerry has focused on the economy in a number of swing state speeches. Did he talk about that today?
He did talk about the economy, and that's an important issue here. Colorado's economy has sort of lagged behind the rest of the country in any sort of recovery that's been going on. So folks here have been hit pretty hard. And one of the things Mr. Kerry said today was that if he's elected president, he will be back in Pueblo within a year of being elected to talk about a rural development initiative that he's planning if he's elected president.
There is a much contested Senate race in Colorado. The Democratic nominee Ken Salazar had not appeared with Kerry before today. Why did he suddenly appear?
Well, I think that was because the Kerry campaign wanted him to be a part of the campaign all along. Ken Salazar is one of the few Democrats who can get elected in Colorado, and that's because he's able to put together a pretty broad coalition of Democrats and a few rural conservatives, because he himself is from a rural part of Colorado, and the Hispanic population. He can turn out the Hispanic vote, and of course that is important in Colorado. So I suspect it was pressure from the Kerry campaign that brought him into the campaign today.
Well, President Bush easily won Colorado in 2000. What's different this year that keeps John Kerry campaigning there?
There are some changing demographics. There seemed to be a growing Hispanic population in Colorado. Denver, for the first time, is less than 50% white. This is also a military state. There are several bases here. And while most military folks seem to be a little more supportive of President Bush, a lot of folks here say they're going to vote for Senator Kerry because they, too, are concerned about how President Bush has handled the Iraq War. And, of course, that's a constant message of Senator Kerry's.
NPR's Jeff Brady with the Kerry campaign. Thank you.
My pleasure.